From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudet. The sport of pickleball is growing all over the place and right here in the Treasure Valley. Now, it's sort of a mishmash of badminton, tennis, and ping pong, and apparently it's a lot of fun to play. Demand for places to play pickleball is up, especially in Meridian. So in response, the city got together with the owners of a local apartment complex to build 4 new pickleball courts at Kleiner Memorial Park. Officials will unveil the new courts this afternoon. So here to talk about the public-private partnership is Meridian Parks and Recreation's director, Steve Sidaway. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Okay, for folks who aren't familiar, what is pickleball, Steve?
So pickleball has been around for a while, but its popularity has grown by leaps and bounds over the last 5 years, and we've certainly seen that here in Meridian. It's played similar to tennis, but on a smaller court. It has a kind of a large ping pong type paddle and a ball that will remind you of a wiffle ball with holes in it.
And it's really, I mean, it's gained so much popularity. I mean, I've known about this sport because it just, it's one of those things where I think it started in Washington State, and that's where I grew up. And so you kind of knew about pickleball, but why do you think it's become so popular all of a sudden?
Well, it's a sport that appeals to all ages. Now, it's particularly appeals to the senior population. We see a lot of seniors playing pickleball at our courts throughout the city, but it's also one that parents and kids can play as well. It also has kind of a lower, impact on people physically. It doesn't require quite as much speed or strength as other sports might. Another reason people love it is it tends to be a social game, and people tend to hang out waiting for their turn to play, and they build a lot of social networks, and a lot of friendships are built over the game of pickleball. And it's also got a relatively low cost. All you need is a paddle and a ball and a place to play.
Okay. So speaking of places to play, tell us what Brie at the Village is in Meridian, because my understanding is this is a complex, and they were looking for more pickleball courts there, correct?
Yeah, so across the street from Kleiner Park is this 55 and older active adult apartment community called Brie at the Village. And the developers, which were Brighton Development and Ball Ventures, reached out and to see if they could form a partnership with us. As part of that partnership, we provided the space in the park, they built the courts, and then their residents get 6 hours a week of priority use time on those courts from 10 to noon on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But then other than that, it's open to the general public for anyone and everyone to play on. So it's a great partnership that has brought some great new amenities to the park.
And I love that as part of this partnership, I mean, Brie gets some of those built-in hours on the courts. But I am assuming that with the rise in the popularity of this, that these courts, maybe not right now because it's so cold, but when it's a little warmer out, I mean, these are going to be used quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. We see lines of people waiting at all of our existing courts, particularly in the summer. And well, spring, summer, and fall when it's warm enough to play. Then during the colder months, like now, people tend to move indoors. And we also have courts at our indoor facility known as the home court.
So has Meridian done this before, this kind of public-private partnership in order to get things built maybe quicker and more efficiently?
Yeah, we love partnerships. We do a lot of what we do with partnerships. You know, the Kleiner Park itself may be the best example of a partnership. We partnered with Gene Kleiner and the Kleiner family to build that park. They donated not only the land, but the total construction cost of that park. And then we took it on to operate as a turnkey project. Examples like that are rare, but we do a lot of other partnerships. Other parks like Hillsdale Park in South Meridian or Rita Husky Park in North Meridian are other examples of partnerships. With Brighton, we've done recent partnerships like the Keith Bird Legacy Park up in North Meridian, or down south next to Discovery Park, a partnership to expand those roads to be able to get to the park better.
And I know you have a ribbon cutting plan for this afternoon for these new pickleball courts at Kleiner Park, but the courts won't actually be ready to play on today, correct?
Well, they should be ready to play as soon as we're done cutting the ribbon. So,
perfect.
They are officially opening as of today. Our ribbon cutting ceremony is at 3 p.m. in Kleiner Park at the courts, which are in the northwest corner of that park. So we hope that people will really enjoy these new pickleball courts that are opening in Meridian.
Well, I'm sure if you have some brave souls who are willing to brave the cold, there those courts are going to be used this afternoon. Steve, really nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We've been chatting with Meridian Parks and Recreation Director Steve Sitaway about a new public-private partnership in the city of Meridian that led to new pickleball courts in Kleiner Park. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.